Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Bava Metzia, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Yod. Hamafkid Mois Eitzel Chaveri, someone deposits money by his friend. Now the Mishnah is going to give us three cases. Case number one. What did the Shomer do? Tziradon. He tied the money in a special cloth, Vivshilon Liachayrav, and he threw it over his back. Now people used to carry things that way. They wrapped things in a cloth and threw it over their back, and that's how they walked. The problem is, when it comes to money, it's not the best way to guard money. Because you wouldn't know if the money was falling out or not. You don't see it. The right way to hold on to money when you're traveling is that it should be in your hands or tied in front of you so you can constantly keep an eye on it. That's actually learned from a pasuk in regard to how the Torah tells us to handle the Maaser Sheni money. The pasuk says, "Vitzarta hakesef biyadecha." So we see, afal pi shetzrudim, even though it's tied, but it should still be in your hands. Now, if you're home, you don't have to walk around the whole day with the money in your hands. Where do you keep it when you're home? So we paskal like Shmuel, who says, Kisafim ein lehem shmira ela bekarka. Most Rishonim hold that it really depends on the situation. In the time of the Gemara, the best way to hide money was to bury it. But bezman hazeh, there are different ways of putting money aside and making sure it's as secure as can be. The Gemara tells us how the thieves are always changing their methods, so the guidelines in keeping money also changed. All right, so this is one case. One case is where he ties it up and throws it over his back. Or this is the second case. Shemesarin libnoi ulibitei aktana. He gave over the money to his son and daughter that were ketanim. And then it was stolen or lost from them. Now, had he given it over to his older sons that were gedolim, he would be potter. Why would he be potter? Didn't we learn a halacha that a shomer is not allowed to give it to someone else? And the answer is yes. But your wife and sons aren't considered someone else. You give a deposit to someone. So you know it's very common for a person to say to his wife, Malka, or to his older son, Chaim, do me a favor, put this money away, watch it for me. The third case of our Mishnah is, Oyor, he stam took the money and put it into a box. V'noel bifneim, but he locked this box or the closet or whatever it is. Bifneim means like in front of the money, shaloi kirog. Wasn't the kind of lack that's used to protect money. In all these three cases, chayiv, the shomer is chayiv, even if he's a shomer china. Why? Shalei shomer kederech hashomerim. He didn't live up to the standard level of shmira. It's not the way a shomer over money watches something. But the im shomer, if this person did guard the money kederech hashomerim, according to accepted practices of watching money, and then it was stolen or lost, the din is potter. Okay, so quickly chazing over our Mishnah. The Mishnah gives us three cases where the Shomer didn't do his job the way he was supposed to. One is where he tied the money and threw it over his back. The other is he gave it over libnoi ulibitei haketanim, that were small. And the third case is he may have locked it in a box, but he did not lock it properly. If, however, he acted with the money according to the standards of how money is supposed to be watched, and then it was stolen or lost, then he is potter.